Most of us need more exercise than we're getting. If you're like me, you make frequent promises to yourself to get to the gym, to work off that last piece of fry bread. But to the person with diabetes, to get more exercise is a life or death commitment. In today's Health and Healing, Rose Highbear explores an exercise program sponsored by the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians through the experiences of two very special women.
And I'd get into work at about 6:30, and I'd walk on the treadmill for half an hour every day. Then I'd go take a shower, go eat my breakfast, and come back for work. That was my daily routine while I was working.
Of Cayuse and Nez Perce descent, Delphine Wood has been active most of her life. She was diagnosed pre-diabetic in her 30s, but regular exercise and a healthy diet helped her avoid medication for decades. Now in her 60s, Delphine and her friend, Marvella Jones, are fighting the disease together.
Right now we're walking in the gym. We get in about a half mile to a mile every time we come up. And then when the weather gets better, we have a little area marked off that's about 2 miles. And we walk that in the spring and summer into the fall time.
Umatilla tribal member Marvella Jones was already legally blind when she was diagnosed with diabetes.
So it was no big surprise. I accepted it. But then through the years, it got a little bit tough because I was getting older. I just went to insulin. I asked for it personally for myself because the pills were getting to the point where, you know, it was kind of irritating the stomach, upsetting my stomach.
Marvella and Delphine belong to an exercise program sponsored by the Umatilla Reservation's Yellowhawk Clinic. Yellowhawk health educator Brian Bolts helped organize the program so that patients could develop personal exercise regimens that suit their needs. It comes with a free membership in the nearby Pendleton Racquetball Club, giving them access to training and equipment.
If you get an exercise equipment machine at home, 9 times out of 10, it turns out a place to hang your clothes. But when you're up here, you're surrounded by individuals who are exercising, so you're more apt to exercise on that.
Marvella finds exercise a great way to lift her spirits.
We only come 3 days out of the week, but Delphine and I would come every day if we could.
We're doing the weights, we do the leg press, we do the abs, we do the rowing.
I jog in the pool because I can't run on the ground. She does aquatics. But me, I like to jog up and down the pool.
In the pool, I have my own little routine, and it's about 20 minutes worth of exercise, continuous. And by the time I'm through, I'm pretty well worn out. But I feel good.
I just love it all. I love to exercise.
Sticking to an exercise routine also has the added benefit of reducing anxiety, depression, and sleep problems.
Actually, it gives me a better outlook on how to take care of myself. As long as I've had all this working out, you know, makes me feel great. I just feel like taking on the world.
So far, the tribe has sponsored 75 tribal memberships at the Off-Reservation Racquetball Club, a place few Native people had frequented.
I've seen probably 150 to 200% increase in the tribal members who now work out up here. It exposes their kids to this program, too.
Perhaps as vital as diet and exercise, their positive outlook helps Marvella and Delphine stay in control of their disease.
Well, I always seem to get stressed out so easily about it. I have my friend Delphine, we talk about it a lot, you know. Being frustrated and depressed and stressed out a lot about the disease is my downfall. So I try to learn to be a little more optimistic about it. But like I say, I've got somebody to talk to, my friend.
Special thanks to the Umatilla Reservation's Yellowhawk Clinic and to the tribe's communication director, Deborah Crosswell. For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Rose Highbear.
Health and Healing is written and produced by Larry Johnson in collaboration with KCUW-LP-FM Radio at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians and the Benton Foundation Sound Partners for Community Health, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and dedicated to improving health and healthcare for all Americans. For more information about our guests, or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up, would the Mona Lisa have more value as a beaded bag? Bruce Crespin explores the question and others in Artist Circle, featuring Umatilla artist Thomas Morning Owl. And then, the late Marvin Wishpatrick returned from Korea a changed man.
There was one thing you folks hadn't prepared me for. Thou shalt not kill.
On Turtle Island Storytellers, we meet Wish and his ghosts and learn something of the redemptive power of dreams. Stay with us. I'm Arlie Nesky, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit corporation located in Portland, Oregon. We record and preserve oral history and cultural arts of American Indian storytellers, historians, artists, and song carriers, and share their messages with diverse public audiences.
Tombstone!